to each his own, though. I ain't knocking you. We'll find a good man. I ain't stopping you. Cause the show must go on. Whoa. You good girls, no fun. You good girls, no fun. Why can't you be a little irresponsible? You only live once.
Yo. It's your boy, Judah. Welcome back to the Please Don't Waste Her Time podcast. Today we're going to do a little story time. Even though I lost the article. Hold on, let me cut my computer off. It's making all types of noises right now. Even though I lost the article, but I can pretty much sum it up from my memory. But I was scrolling on Facebook, and I saw this post, and I was getting a lot of comments, and it was basically, you know, to sum it all up, a guy, you know, meets this young girl that's out on her luck, you know, she's going through things, he cleans her up, you know what I'm saying, he gives her a roof over her head, puts money in her pocket, food on the table, puts her through college, and then after she, you know, becomes a lawyer, I think, she, you know, looks back at him and says, he hasn't upgraded enough for me. You know what I'm saying? He's not the person I want to be with. So basically, you know, he changed her entire life. And once she got on, she bounced on him. Said, you know, she wasn't, you know, he's not the guy for her. Whatever. So there's two things about this. First, obviously, in the comments, you see a lot of dudes up in arms, of course. This bitch, dad, how could she? Ungrateful, blah, blah, blah. All that good shit. But here's my thing. I think I've said this in another episode, and we could get back into it. That's your first mistake, because a lot of people are saying, like, oh, well, the question was, you know, does she owe him? And it's a simple question, and a lot of people are like, you know, can't wrap their head around it. And they're like, absolutely, she owes him everything. Da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah-blah. And I'm like, back in the day, I probably would have felt the same way. But, you know, now that I've gone through some things, I've gone through some traumas, I've lost friends, I've lost family members, I've had multiple breakups, you start realizing it's a very key thing. And it's not just in relationships, it's in your personal life. And I, you know, posted under the comments, no, she don't owe him a goddamn thing. Let me say that again. She does not owe him a goddamn thing. Not just a damn thing, a goddamn thing. And of course, people in the comments like, yo, you bugging, he did this, he did that, he did that. And I'm like, listen, bro, I understand. I've been there. Trust me, I understand. But the moment that you get it in your head that nobody in this world owes you a damn thing, the easier your life will become, and you'll reach successes that you never thought you'd be able to reach. I say that speaking from personal experience. Nobody owes you nothing. Nobody. And one of the guys that was arguing me, he used the example like, oh, but, you know, what about your parents? And, you know what I'm saying? You saying you don't owe your parents? No. I don't owe my parents a damn thing. I didn't ask to be born. And they would tell you that. I mean, some real parents would tell you, like, you know, it's just like the movie Fences. Like, you know, when the son asks, do you like me? You know what I'm saying? And the father's like, what kind of question is that? You know what I'm saying? I put food in your belly. I put food on the table. I put a roof over your head because I have a responsibility. Not because I like you. You going around the world thinking that people gotta like you or people owe you something, you always gonna be disappointed. Always. Best hope that somebody is doing right by you. That's your best hope. That's what Denzel said. Worry about somebody doing right by you. Don't worry about somebody liking you or somebody owing you something. And even your parents. And your parents will tell you that. Don't worry about somebody owing you some shit. Because nobody owe you dick. Nothing. Nada. Nilch. That's not how the world works, bro. There's plenty of people that I done put on to something. There's plenty of people that, you know what I'm saying, like, you put on something, they don't give you no type of credit. They don't acknowledge nothing you do. But what are you doing it for? Like, you got kids, and you expect to raise those kids to be upstanding citizens just so they could say, oh, I owe it all to you? Nah, don't worry about me. Make sure people doing right by you. Make sure you living your life in a way that you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. This is an old principle. You're supposed to do things out of the kindness of your heart, not for recognition. That's the problem with this social media era. It always got to be some recognition. It always got to be some clout. It always got to be something that you gain in something. You got to win an award. That's why parents suck nowadays, because they got to win an award to feel like a parent. This mad shit your moms did that she ain't get no credit for. This mad shit pops do that. Black men don't get credit for shit in this country. In the world. Mad good fathers. We don't get no credit. Shit, look at Father's Day. Father's Day come and go, like the quickness. Mother's Day, that shit is damn near 2 years straight. All year. They start advertising Mother's Day. 8 months straight. Father's Day to advertise the day before, and that's it. Here, get a toolbox, nigga. This mad shit that, you know, fathers, or just parents in general, don't get recognition for. I'm not owed nothing, no. I take care of my kids because it's a responsibility. It's a duty. I brought them into this world. I need to make sure that they're good for the future and then their future kids. But I don't need a plaque for that. I don't need no recognition. But back to the relationship part of it. You know what I'm saying? I've been in situations where I've put a chick on the stuff. I've elevated her. I've, you know, given her knowledge and, you know, took her out her state, out of her environment, took her on trips, bought her things, upgraded her wardrobe. And I'm sure I'm not just saying this for the dudes. I'm sure women have done the same thing. Then took hood niggas out the hood and took them out the country and all that shit. But they don't owe you nothing. Nah. She don't owe that man nothing. Now, it's fucked up that a nigga could take you off the streets, bring you into his house, and then you say, oh, well, I've upgraded, so I don't need you no more. Here's the thing with that. It sounds fucked up, but that's kind of what you looking for when you're talking about your partner. You want somebody that is independent. You want somebody that is going to recognize that, you know what I'm saying, there are other things out there. And you hope she does that with you. You hope your significant other does that with you. Granted. But here's the problem, and I was looking deeper into the relationship. I'm talking about the guy that, you know, put her through college and all that, law school and all that. I'm looking at deeper because I think the story said that he was a truck driver, right? And after she became a lawyer, you know what I'm saying, she's hanging around lawyer friends, probably. She's hanging around other people who have spouses that are doctors and this and this and that. And she's probably like, oh, I want something more. Here's the thing with that. Again, I've constantly talked about upgrading your friend group and, you know, hanging around people that are on the same wavelength as you. Now, a truck driver, that's not saying a truck driver is any less than a lawyer or a lawyer any less than a truck driver. These are just occupations. But that woman might want to be around other lawyers. That's what she feels like. That's where she wanted to go. That was her ambition. And that's her ambition. There's nothing that I would feel some type of way if I put a chick on and she wanted to become like a, I'm using a broad example. Let's she wanted to go to fucking space, right? Let's say she wanted to go to space and I wanted to be, I wanted to sell t-shirts. Now, you can't argue that one is more prestigious than the other. Obviously, going to space is more prestigious than taking, you know, I mean, building a t-shirt company. But those are the people that she wants to be around. So she's going to surround herself with people that want to go to space. Not saying you can't have friends or relationships that are not people going around space, but as the significant other that's not about that, I could appreciate the fact that you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to share these things with you. I want to be able to, I want to have somebody who's also into space and also into it, or at least wants to learn about it, or at least have some type of job surrounding it. And if you come to me and say, I kind of want to be with somebody who wants to be an astronaut. Cool. You don't owe me nothing. I'm not going to say, hey, well, give me back my college degree. Give me back that food kit. Like, just realistically, can you even do that? Are you going to be able to get the college degree back? No. Are you going to be able to get the fucking food that you put in her stomach? No. Are you going to be, maybe you could be able to get the back rent. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Maybe that is something that you could legitimately probably even take somebody to court for. But really, you're going to do something whack like that? So my thinking is like, yeah, I can understand how fucked up it sounds that you could take somebody out the gutter and then their ambition wants to take them in a different direction. And you're no longer part of that plan. But then let that person go. Cool. Because I don't want to be with somebody that doesn't like me because I'm a truck driver or because I sell t-shirts. Why would you want to be with somebody like that? You know what I'm saying? So this is the first thing. The first thing in this situation with him putting her through school is that she did him a favor. Now you know she wasn't about shit. She was about her own ambition, which I don't have a problem with. I'll always, hey, you want me to help you pack? Oh, you don't like the fact that I'm a truck driver? Okay, cool. So you wanna get you a little lawyer nigga, like you wanna get you one of them high sedity lawyer niggas that, you know, cheat with their secretary. Okay, cool. I'll help you pack. When your degree comes in, I'll ship it to you. Priority mail. You could go, you could leave right now. Blessings to you, peace, prosperity. Why would you want to be with somebody that don't want to be with you because of your profession? That's dumb. Like, I don't give a fuck what you did for her. I don't care if she was paralyzed and you developed a cure to give her legs back and you was wiping her ass for 5 years. She don't owe you nothing. Nothing. Because what you should have been doing that for is because you seen somebody that was down and out and you looked out for them because your mother raised you right. That's how I feel. I look after people because my mama raised me the right way. Meaning, you don't have to give me nothing in return for my kindness if I did it out of the kindness of my heart. Now, if I did it with a different intention, and remember, I talk about intention a lot. If I did it with a different intention, then that's different. If I did it like, hey, there's some quid pro quo here, like, I look after you, you look after me, because that's what most relationships are, most regular relationships are, most marriages is like, listen, we're in this together. No matter where you want to go, I'm going to go there with you. No matter where you want to take it, you're going to come with me. It's a mutual quid pro quo thing. But in their relationship, obviously it wasn't that. And then a second part of this is like, if your girl is going to school to be a lawyer and you know she's going to be around lawyers and she's going to be in a different class, because lawyer, that's a different, you know, it's a different It's a whole different class of people. You might want to upgrade. You might want to upgrade. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being a truck driver. If truck driver is like you grew up as a kid and you always wanted to be a truck driver, then stay a truck driver. But you also got to realize your partner's ambition and where you fall in that. This isn't something that happened like yesterday. Like she woke up and was like, oh, I don't want to be with a truck driver. She's probably hinted at this. Like, oh, maybe you should go to school, or maybe you should, you know, read some of these books with me, or maybe, like, you have to, as a man, you have to realize where your woman's ambition is. And because, as I always say, like, women are a reflection of the men that they're with. So if she don't see you as a reflection, or if she thinks that her ambition or her drive is stronger than yours, then she's gone, bruh. Let's be honest. Like, I can understand a blue-collar truck worker, you know, on the road all the time. And maybe that's an issue. Maybe it's the fact that you're a truck driver and you're on the road all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You're not home for your lady. Like, that's a problem. That's a problem. Maybe she wants somebody who doesn't be on the road as much. I don't know the ins and outs of this particular relationship, but I feel like those would probably be issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not home, you're not there, and I know a lot of truck drivers, like, that's all they do, that's all they talk about, and then when they do come home, they just want to sleep. They just want to sleep, watch TV, drink a beer, and maybe she ain't into that. Maybe she wants somebody that's more, you know, more adventurous or something like that. Without knowing exactly from both sides party, I'm just speculating. But this happens a lot, you know, in terms of those things. But just to keep it on the whether he owes her something. I mean, she owes him something. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You did it because you liked her or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? You enjoyed her company. And yeah, what y'all got to realize is that in the real world, shit is temporary. Everything is temporary. Marriages are temporary. No matter who tells you this shit is for life, it's not. Because even that is temporary. Even if you both die on the same day together, it's still temporary. There's no permanent anything. The only thing that we're guaranteed in life is death. It sounds fucked up, but it's the truth. So marriages can end tomorrow. Relationships can end. Friendships can end. You shouldn't ever feel like somebody owes you something, because they don't. Now, is it, how to put this? Is it, I don't know. How do I say this? Would it be nice for somebody to repay you back? Sure. I would hope that somebody that you took from the gutter would appreciate. That's the word I'm looking for. Appreciate the fact that he took his time. He seen a diamond in the rough. He seen you on your, you know what I'm saying, your worst days, and he tried to build you up. And he took you from the gutter, and you know what I'm saying, he put you through law school. Like, that's a hard thing to do. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of time. Should she be appreciative? She should. But she don't have to. She don't have to. And when you realize that, you realize how liberating. Because I saw a lot of dudes in the comments like, yeah, I wish she would this and this and that. Would what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you do this for this woman and she says fuck you? Or it ain't even a fuck you. She just don't want to be with you anymore. What do those two things have to do with anything? And here's another problem. A lot of people stay together because of that loyalty aspect of it. That, oh, well, damn, she, you know, she gave me money when I needed it. She was there when I needed it. And that stops you from ending a relationship when it when it shouldn't really continue anymore. When you really want, maybe you just want a different guy. Maybe she just wanted a different guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very one-sided as far as we know the story is. The story is that he put her through college and you know, she just left. But what if he was a slob? What if he cheated a lot? What if he, you know what I'm saying? There's so many things. What if he was abusive? We don't know. I'm speculating. But, and it don't even have to be any of those things. It could just be, I don't like you anymore. Or I don't love you anymore. I've fallen out of love with you. Or once she's opened her eyes to different horizons, that she wants something more. She wants to go back to dating, or she wants to go back to being single. She shouldn't feel that the need to, oh, I'm going to stay with him simply because he put me through college. Like, that's why you want to keep a woman around? You really want somebody beholden to you because of the shit that you did? That's whack. I want somebody to be there because they want to be there. Like, I don't want you to feel like you're only here because I put you through college. You know what I'm saying? Is it fucked up that you don't appreciate it? Sure. But what's the alternative? The alternative is that she's either going to stay here and resent me and be miserable, or she go about her business. And another thing about this is that, you know, it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of strength to just let people go. But there are few people that are going to do what this guy did for her. She'll recognize that. Now, mind you, it might be too late, but that's not your problem. That's why you shouldn't go around worrying about if somebody owes you something. Do shit out the kindness of your heart. Do shit because you feel like it's the right thing to do, and you don't worry about the results after that. Now, I wouldn't suggest you picking up every person off the street and doing this too. I wouldn't be putting, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be putting 30, you know what I'm saying, people, 30 women through college. But if that's your thing, if you got the money and that's your thing and you like projects, then do that. But do it knowing that there might not be no return in it. That's the thing. Do it knowing there might not be a return in it for you. Otherwise, you're just going to hurt yourself. You're going to be a bitter dude. You're going to be one of those. And I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've had chicks that I'm like, yo, I can't believe all the shit that, like, you start adding up all the dollars that you spent, all the time that you spent, all the other bitches you could have been fucking, or other niggas you could have been fucking with, or you passed up on that dude, that millionaire dude, because you was fucking with the bum nigga that you had loyalty to because he looked out for you and you was, you know what I mean? Like, and it's in relationships too. I mean, it's in friendships too. You got that friend that's always down on their luck, always fucking up, and then you know what I'm saying, they do something for you, so you feel some type of loyalty to them. And it's like, nah, your friend is just a bum. So you got to let that go. Or those friends that you do everything for, you didn't put a roof over their head, you didn't give them rent, you didn't let them use their car, you didn't let them, you know, use their food stamp card, all that shit. And then they turn around, fuck with some new friends, and just forget all the shit that you did for them. You let them stay with you, all that good shit. And then it's like, damn, this person owe me their life, blah, blah, blah. Nah. They don't owe you nothing. You did that because you did the right thing. You was a friend, and you was a friend to them. You did the right thing. Now, if they don't appreciate it, that's on them. But they doing you a favor. Because your real significant other is going to appreciate you. Your real friends is going to appreciate you. People in your life that appreciate shit, they're going to tell you. They're going to show you. They're going to be loyal to you because of the time that you put in. Not necessarily the monetary or the things that you did, because you did it out there. You didn't have to do this. They looked out for you and you looking out for them. And they know they got somebody in their corner. But the moment they decide, man, I don't give a fuck what they did for me, I'm out. Bye. No hard feelings. Take your stuff. I want me to mail it to you. You want me to give you a ride to your new place, your new destination? I open it. People want to leave my life, I open the door, I sent him an Uber. Sent him a quick text. Hope you get to your destination. No hard feelings, no harm, no foul. You don't want people around you that don't want to be around. Why would you want to be around people that don't want to be around you? Loyalty? Knock it off, man. Knock it off. Nobody owes you nothing. Keep that in your head. Nobody owes you nothing. That way you'll never be disappointed. You'll never be disappointed when niggas switch up on you. Never be disappointed. I'm not saying go into every relationship thinking the nigga gonna switch up on you, but leave it open. And don't be surprised. There's mad people in this world that are ungrateful. Don't be surprised. Don't go around, you know, being bitter and accept the fact, and I know it's very cynical, it's a very cynical viewpoint, but just accept the fact that nobody owes you nothing and you'll be a lot happier. Trust me, it has worked for me. So I'm gonna leave you guys there. And as always, if you don't waste her time, she won't waste her time. And if she don't waste her time, she won't waste your time. It's the Please Don't Waste Your Time podcast. And it's your boy, Judah. I'm gone. You only live.